Another story now from California, this one about the culture immigrants bring from their home countries. In this story, we're talking food and Korean immigrants in Southern California. And now some of these Korean Americans are moving back to Korea, and they're taking a taste of L.A.'s food culture with them. Benjamin Gottlieb of station KCRW recently took a trip to Seoul to check it out.
Chiwon Kim and Kenneth Park have a lot in common.
Our parents are both immigrant families. They're out working, and we stayed at home with our siblings a lot, and we kind of had to prepare our own food.
That's Kim. He grew up in Texas. Park was born in L.A., and as kids, they ate a lot of leftovers.
And it's usually some sort of a protein or, you know, a bulgogi or a galbi or a puldak or barbecue meats, right?
My house, so there's always tortillas and cheese, like for quesadillas, for snacks and things like that.
That combination, Kim says, defines the Kyopo experience, Korean for expat.
We had the Korean food influence from our home through our parents. And then when we're out in a social setting in the United States, in Texas and California, we got the Mexican influence because it's such a go-to food for everybody. It's a comfort food.
And it's a Korean-Mexican fusion made popular by L.A. chef Roy Choi, a South Korean himself who grew up in Southern California, and his Kogi truck, which is now a fixture in the city's culinary ecosystem.
Basically, we looked at the example of Kogi truck, and we said, wow, this truck, food truck and the food genre that this guy created has a humongous following, and it's based off of Korean food. And we said, why wouldn't this work in Korea?
Korea doesn't have a food truck scene, so Park and Kim opened a restaurant a few years ago. It's now one of several Korean-Mexican places in Seoul. Theirs is called Vato's Urban Tacos, and it's in the trendy Itaewon district. Kim and I head inside to sample what's on the menu.
Top to bottom, you get every single ingredient in one bite.
So these fries are carnitas, kimchi, and then I'm also seeing a little cream sauce. Oh yeah, so that initial taste, you get the kimchi immediately.
For me, it's a combination of flavors I know pretty well from eating in L.A., where fusion food has been popular for decades. Here in South Korea, there's Italian food, Mexican food, but Korean-Mexican fusion, does that work here? Turns out, yes.
Claro. My name is Bruno Figueroa, and I'm the Mexican ambassador in Korea.
Even the Mexican ambassador eats here. Lots of locals do, too. On this weeknight, the place is packed. Po Young Lee is sitting across from her friend, table full of food. Yuni Ri translates.
They liked it because it had both Korean and Mexican flavor.
And for Kang Yu Sig,
kimchi quesadilla, 맛있었어요.
They like kimchi quesadilla. It's tasty.
But not all the flavors work here, at least not at first. When I ask Park and Kim about a challenge they faced, they both mention an herb that's key to Mexican cooking.
People said, hey, you can't make it with Mexican cuisine because it's cilantro. Korean people just don't like it.
For many Koreans, cilantro just tastes like soap. Park says they decided to ignore that.
So we consciously decided that time, we said, you know what, put it on everything.
At first, Park says they'd offer up refunds to people who try their spicy chicken tacos, their staple kimchi fries, anything that had cilantro, if customers didn't like it. And after a while, people stopped asking to hold the cilantro. Another challenge? Kim says it can be hard to find the right ingredients.
When we started the restaurant, there was no masa in Korea.
Masa is a corn flour, and if you've had street tacos in Mexico or after a late night in Southern California, you're familiar with that thick, almost granular texture.
We literally had to bring it in by the suitcases, and that's how our hybrid tortilla was born.
At Vato's, they're serving up tortillas made with corn and wheat flour. It's more like a dumpling wrap. When I asked them how they felt about moving back to Korea, Park says it's something that was always in the back of his mind.
I think that, you know, Korea is a really exciting place to do business. I think it's like you'll see a kind of a renaissance of sorts from like returning Korean Americans. A lot of the good restaurants right now in the area, a lot of them that are getting a lot of buzz are actually spearheaded by like Korean Americans.
Korean Americans from New York making pizza. Another who grew up in Alabama. He's got a Southern barbecue restaurant. There's even a guy with a halal joint. And then there's Park and Kim, who grew up eating Mexican-Korean leftovers 6,000 miles away. For The World, Benjamin Gottlieb, Seoul, South Korea.
Okay, I'm hungry, and I guarantee you'll be hungry too after you see what these guys have created in Seoul. Check out the video we posted on our Facebook page. Just search For The World.